No, I never had a doubt as far as getting this accomplishment done. I was pretty sure it was going to come. It was just a matter of when.
Why now?
Excuse me?
Why now?
Why not?
Because obviously it's preseason. It's a contract year. Theoretically, you play well, your value could be higher.
Yeah, I mean, there's a, business 101, risk reward, right? So, for my security, for my family's security, everything says do it now. And, this was the biggest, is one of the biggest moments of my life, and it's a really big decision. And to answer your question, it's just about security. Yeah. And this game is 100% injury approved. Like, you guarantee that you're going to get an injury or two during the season. And I'm just not willing to take that risk. And yeah.
In some ways, are you surprised that you were able to get this done now?
No, I'm not surprised. It was either going to happen now or later, and that's just what it is. I mean, whether they offered me or not, it was going to happen with another team. So the fact that it happened here is, it's great. I mean, I wouldn't want to be any other place. I want to take this opportunity to thank the whole organization and Jeffrey Lurie and Coach Chip, because this is a dream come true, man.
The relief is that you don't have to. You can go into the season without worrying about it.
Oh, I think that's another big thing. That's a huge weight off my chest, off my shoulders, and now I can just do my thing. It's done, it's done, and now it's just about playing football and trying to be the best.
How long was the process? Like, did it just get your guys to start talking to you, or is it ongoing?
It was about a 2-week thing, week and a half thing. We talked, we discussed, and we made it happen. So.
Always talk about quote unquote prototype,
yeah. Ideal prototype for
the linebacker
mm-hmm.
and everything. Did you ever talk to Chip about that and also like with the possible trade rumors that were circulating ever since the draft?
No, I mean there was never any talks about my stats, my statistics or my stature or any of that. And as far as the whole rumor thing, I'm not even sure. I mean, the whole trade thing, I don't even know if that was even real. I don't know. I mean, the fact of the matter is I'm here now, and I do believe I am the new prototype, truly. I mean, I feel like with the game becoming more of a – I feel like the game's becoming – it's becoming more fast. It's a spread. Everyone's spreading out. I think a faster – quicker linebacker that can go and create disruptance from the center of the field, being able to attack from inside out and creating a disruption between that quarterback and getting him off his spot, it opens it up for the outside. And I feel like that's my goal, is to become the best inside pass rushing linebacker in the league. So that's what I'm going to.
The game has changed. Billy talked about that earlier, that back in the day, you wanted to be 280 pounds,
middle
linebacker that would go up and bang heads with the guard.
Right.
But those days are over now, right?
Right. I think you need a mixture, and I think that's exactly what we have here. We have depth, and I feel like we cover all areas with our depth at linebacker.
Michael, you feel there's enough snaps for all three of you guys inside to keep everybody happy?
Oh, by the way we play football, and as fast as we go, there's plenty of snaps, trust me.
When you saw the roster moves that they made, they traded for Pico, they extended D'Amico Ryans, they drafted an inside linebacker reasonably high. Did you start to question the team's long-term commitment to you?
I had questions, but it didn't matter. It didn't matter because this is my team. And, the guys that they drafted, I know personally. Before they even came here, I was supposed to go to Oregon with Kiko. And I went to Cal. And then I knew Kiko from the Bay Area. So, I mean, it wasn't ever like, oh, why'd they draft Kiko? It was more like, yeah, they drafted Kiko. Cool. It's as simple as that. And, as far as where I stood, I knew my capabilities. And I know what I'm capable of doing. And, I own up to that. So, I was good.
How much did you pay attention to the other contracts that went to the inside backers in your class? whether it was Wagner, Monte
Davis? I paid attention to that. You know, they have certain accolades that I mean, they have certain, you know, they've reached a certain height that I have yet to reach in terms of Pro Bowl and certain reward, certain things that I've yet to reach, even though I truly feel that I'm deserving of that, and I'm sure I will obtain those certain things. So,
Michael, regarding the speculation about you over the months, did you ever go to Chip and ask him about it, or did he ever come to you and reassure you?
Excuse me?
About all the trade speculation that was going on before the draft.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to Chip and ask him about it, or did he ever come to you and reassure you that it was?
Yeah, he told me I wasn't going anywhere. You know, he told me I wasn't going anywhere. When I came back, he made that apparent, and I mean, it's more evident now than ever. So,
why did you want to stay here as opposed to maybe exploring free agency?
I truly believe in what we're doing here. I feel like I'm a part of something special. And I feel like we're doing things that no other entity in the league is doing. There's no other team doing the things that we are doing, and I'm happy to be a part of it. And I really believe in this team. I just feel like we're on a path to greatness. I feel it.
What's true. The first
purchase? I'm gonna get my mom a house. Yeah.
Back in Fresno?
I don't know. Wherever she wants.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thanks.